Starting July the 1st, you and I, British Columbians, could be paying more for things that we buy online through marketplaces like Facebook, like Amazon. BC government making changes that require those online marketplaces that have annual gross revenues of over 10K, which would preclude some smaller sellers, but would certainly include the online giant marketplaces like eBay, et cetera, to collect provincial sales tax rather than small businesses that may use a marketplace facilitator site to sell their goods. Here to talk more about this, we're joined by Greg Wilson. He's Director of BC Government Relations with the Retail Council of Canada for Reaction. Greg Wilson, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Very well.
Help us understand exactly what's going to be happening here, because I'm sure many of us have bought and sold things on Facebook Marketplace before. Many of us have bought things on Amazon before. Do we need to worry, or what's happening here?
So most of the large e-commerce entities already charge provincial sales tax on transactions. So the one of the changes that they have made will enable that. So that's a good, in our view, that's a good change. That's something we've argued for years, for equity. But, you know, what they've also done is they've buried an additional tax in this bill, and it's unprecedented. It hasn't happened anywhere else in North America.
An unprecedented tax buried in the bill. You have my curiosity. What do you mean?
So what they're doing is they are taxing things called online marketplace services. And so this will be things like when you have when you order food through an app, the restaurant may pay a commission or a fee. When you order on e-commerce, some of the small merchants that sell on these websites pay a placement fee or pay for advertising to the marketplace, a lot of them, because they want to be at the top of the list when you search. Or they'll pay for services like pick and pack and delivery to make it easier for their products to get out to the consumers. And so all those fees that are paid by small businesses will be taxable now. And the difficulty is, for small businesses, they're competing. You know, something, a wool store in BC might be competing with somebody, you know, elsewhere in North America, and they now have a competitive disadvantage versus their, you know, versus businesses elsewhere.
So just to make sure I understand this correctly, the small businesses would be paying the tax on the fee that they pay the online marketplace to sell their goods. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
So if you order food from a restaurant, you'll be aware that often these online marketplaces take a commission from the restaurant for the food, or they'll charge a fee to list. Sometimes, obviously, people want to be higher on the list. Businesses want to be higher on the list because, you know, if you're higher on the list, the consumer will see you first and buy your product.
Mm-hmm.
So all those fees and, you know, the delivery fees and what have you are now going to be taxable.
How are the fees structured? Is it a percentage? Is it a flat rate? How does it work?
Well, it depends, you know, it depends on the service.
Mm.
So different services have different rates. And of course, in BC, there has been quite a bit of controversy over the pandemic about the amount of delivery fees charged by the food, you know, food delivery apps.
Yes.
But now what we're doing is we're increasing the costs. And so these costs will be buried, you know, in the price of goods that these small retailers, you know, sell to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 7% on just those services might not seem a lot, but at a time of inflation rising, this seems a very bad time. And, you know, for us, it means that members of our industry are uncompetitive versus those based elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking in my head in terms of tax incidents and bargaining power and who will ultimately end up paying this. Because if you're the small business, and like, let's say you've got a business model that works, you can sell something for a dollar and, you know, you're only getting 90 cents of that and you're paying 10 cents to sell it through the app or the online marketplace. If suddenly you also have to pay tax on that 10 cents, suddenly you're looking at, let's round it to the nearest cent, 11 cents for that. You're suddenly a penny short in your business margins that used to work. Who's going to end up eating that in the end?
The consumer.
Okay. So prices will go up just a little bit to make room for the tax on the fee. Okay, I see.
Yeah. And we're the only jurisdiction in North America that has done this.
Did we cap food delivery fees, or am I misremembering that? I seem to remember
They did cap food. The province capped food delivery fees, and so for the duration of the pandemic. So I mean, whether that's kept long-term or not is a question for government.
Hmm. So now the fee will be capped, but you'll pay the tax on the fee, so the government will still get its cut.
This government's getting, you know, more money. Yeah. Government hasn't been transparent about it, but the way this is structured is, of course, consumers, it'll be the cost, this cost will be hidden from consumers. And from our point of view, we prefer transparency, both transparency in terms of the cost to consumers, but also, you know, honestly for government who, you know, included this as one line in their budget speech and, you know, a small undebated section of their budget measures bill, you know, we'd have preferred more transparency about what was going on in the first place.
Yeah, the implications are huge.
No debate in the legislature about this particular aspect at all, you know. And, you know, government hasn't even told us how much this part of the measure, you know, is anticipated to bring in. It's bundled in with another, with this other piece, the collecting the PST on goods sold over online.
Interesting. This is fascinating stuff. Greg Wilson is Director of BC Government Relations of the Retail Council of Canada, talking about a tax on a fee that you will never actually see spelled out for you, yet you, the consumer, will end up paying for one way or the other. Businesses have to be able to pay their costs. If they can't, they're just not going to make that sale. Why would anybody execute a transaction knowingly losing money? You'd rather stay home and just take the day off and not take the hit. Greg Wilson, thanks for your time. Any final thoughts?
No, but I hope that consumers keep the pressure on government on these things, because this is a, you know, this is unfortunate and it's making our businesses uncompetitive.
Interesting. Greg Wilson, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day. Take care. I didn't even really know that was happening. So the fee that the business pays that you, the consumer, doesn't see anyway, will now have a tax imposed on it that the business will have to, of course, track and remit to the government, to Revenue Canada or to whoever is going to collect those funds. That is interesting. I didn't know that that was there, honestly. Like, I had no idea. I didn't catch it during budget debates, and it sounds like hardly anybody else did either. But I'm just thinking, with the number of products that are sold and the sheer volume of fees that are paid in these online marketplaces, for the government to get a cut of all of those, that should be a significant amount of money. I wonder if anybody's modeled it.